Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is a bonus story. Woohoo! Because I wanted to tell you guys that between now and December 25th, I've unlocked the premium podcast to be free for you for 30 days. This is where you can check out all of our premium stories that are not released here, but can be only found on our premium channels, which are ad-free, only stories, more stories. We do 20 stories every month. It's amazing. It should be on your Christmas list, so make sure you tell your mom and dad that this is the most important thing on your Christmas list. Go to kidsshortstories.org/free trial to sign up for the premium podcast today. Today's story comes to us from one of our friends, Alexis. Hey, Alexis, she sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or go to kidsshortstories.org. Send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too. Let's go. Have I ever told you the story about the mermaid named Pearl? Who secretly turns into a ninja? I haven't told you that. You see, her hair is turquoise and her tail is sparkly blue. She is very sparkly. But she lives deep, deep in the deep ocean on the other side of the world, very far away. And she has a very special job. She has to take care of the magic mermaid necklace. She cannot let this fall into the hands of a bad guy. Do you think there's a bad guy in this story? Yes, in a lot of stories, there's a bad guy. And in this one, there is too. His name is Scarloy the Ninja. Yeah, Scarloy is a ninja who wants to take over the whole mermaid kingdom. And he has two crocodile pets named Croco and Croc. Oh, that would be terrible. If he got a hold of the necklace, he would turn into a merman and take over the whole mermaid world. And so Pearl, who is a mermaid in the water and a ninja on the land, it is her job to keep the necklace safe and out of the hands of Scarloy. Today, she was helping some sea creatures that had gotten into a pretty tough spot. They were trying to build a big, nice home for other sea creatures, and she was over there helping them because the stuff they were trying to move was really heavy and Pearl was really strong. Oh, right there it is, Pearl said. Everything's in its perfect place.
Wow, thank you, Pearl. It all looks beautiful.
Oh, you're welcome. Just let me know if you need any more help. I gotta get back to some other things. I'll check on you later. Bye. Pearl swam away. Whew, another job done. She was always very busy helping other people and other creatures. Well, you see, this necklace that she had to guard, she did not keep with her at all times. It was hidden secret in a secret cave on the deep part of the ocean. Only her knew where that cave was. But she had to make sure that she wasn't being followed by Croco and Croc. You see, even though Scarloy was a ninja on the land, Scarloy's helpers, Croco and Croc, they could swim in the ocean and would sometimes try and follow her. So she had to trick them sometimes. Well, today, oh no. I don't think she sees them. They're getting closer. Look out, Pearl! As Pearl turned around, right in front of her cave, Croco and Croc swam in the cave, chomped onto the necklace, and off they swam. Oh no! They tricked her. Somehow they had snuck past without her knowing. Get back here, Croco and Croc, Pearl said. But wait a second. You see, there's something I didn't tell you about Pearl. Pearl was very smart. Well, I did tell you about that. But she was so smart, she made a fake pretend necklace that looked like the real thing. Yeah. And so, if anyone put on that necklace, it would turn their feet into lead weights. Do you know what lead weights are? Yeah, they're really heavy rocks. And do you think a ninja would be a very good ninja if his feet were made of rocks? No! It'd be really hard for him to move around. Ha ha! I think Pearl is finally gonna win this battle against Scarloy. As she watched Croco and Croc swim away with the fake necklace, she wanted to see what would happen. As she swam behind them far enough back, she saw that they swam up to an island. And on shore, there he was, Scarloy the Ninja.
Oh, great job, guys. Come on over here.
That was Scarloy.
All right, are you ready to take over the entire Mermaid Kingdom? Ha ha ha.
Croco and Croc were really excited to, you know, be Scarloy's helpers in this new kingdom that they would take over. But unfortunately, Scarloy's plan is not going to work. Pearl couldn't help but giggle as she watched Scarloy pick up the necklace out of Croco's mouth.
Croco, you're the best crocodile in the whole world.
And the other croc, he snarled at him.
All right, guys. When I put on this necklace, it will turn me into a merman, and I will be just as powerful as Pearl. And then we will take over forever. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh no, wait a second. It didn't work. He put the necklace on and his feet still look like normal feet. Oh, wait a second. Look at that. His toes just turned gray.
Bing, 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 bing.
What is going on? Why are my toes feeling funny? They kind of tickle.
As Scarloy sat there on the beach, his feet turned to rock.
No, what happened here? Did you make sure this was the right necklace?
Croco nodded his head and said,
this was the necklace in Pearl Mermaid's cave, just like you said,
Croco said.
But something is wrong because my feet, they're so heavy. How am I supposed to be a merman and a ninja with really heavy feet? This is terrible.
And that is the day that Scarloy became a not very smart ninja and a very slow jumper. Having really heavy feet, yeah, that would be really hard to be a ninja because now he's pretty slow. He's kind of stuck on the ground. Pearl the Mermaid has done it again. She's foiled the plans of Scarloy the Ninja and has saved the Mermaid Kingdom once again. Scarloy will have to come up with a new plan to try and steal that necklace, but I'm pretty sure Pearl the Mermaid won't ever let that happen. The end.